Hello and welcome to Turning Point, the programme that asks the question, what was the one decision or conversation that changed your life forever? Today's guest is Jennifer Toksvig, theatre maker, writer, knitter and a connector of people, ideas, stories and spaces.
A little while ago, my wife said, come and have a look at this article I'm reading. And I went to have a look. I thought it would be something about things I do, like theatre, which I make, or feminism, or some political thing that I am passionate about. But instead, it was an article written by a man who was talking about the fact that he doesn't see pictures in his head. He has no visual imagination. Instead, he'd spent his life thinking that everybody can't do that, that that's not a thing, not even realizing that that was a thing people could do. And I have spent my life not knowing that other people could see pictures in their head. I have heard people saying things like, if you can't sleep, count sheep. And I thought they were just saying an expression. I didn't think it was an actual thing. And I've had times in my life where I couldn't go to sleep. And I've thought, well, I'll count sheep because everybody knows that's what you do. And then I didn't know how. How do you do that? Do you just lie there and count out loud? How does the sheep manifest? And then I saw this article and I burst into tears. And my wife said, why are you crying? And I said, can you see pictures in your head? And she stared at me as if I was mad and said, yes, what, can't you? And I said, I had no idea. And at that moment, a lot of things in my life made enormous sense to me. I have always had a terrible memory. I find it hard to remember names and faces. And there are lots of people who say that in life. They say, oh, I find names really difficult. I find faces really hard. And I always thought, I feel so bad about this that I have absolutely no memory of people with whom I obviously made a genuine connection and felt a wonderful kinship. And then I see them sometime later and I don't know who they are. And I feel awful about that because part of what I do is connect people to each other, to themselves, and care about people. And then I can't remember them. That makes me a hideous person. And actually, what was happening was I had not stored enough data, because that's how my brain works, in order to connect with them in my brain data bank very easily. So the more I spend time with someone, the more data I gather about them, the easier it is for me to recall those files when I see them again. But no matter how intense an experience I have with someone, if I've only spent one amount of time with them and then I don't see them for a while, the data is really hard to recall. So finding out that I don't see pictures in my head and other people do was really helpful in that regard, because it allowed me to say to people what I now say, which is, I have loved the time that we have spent together and it is enormously important to me. I will not remember you the next time we meet. It is just because I don't have the data catcher. So when we next meet, please say to me, my name is George, and we met doing these things at this time in this place, and keep giving me data until you recall the data for me so that I can remember the things that I have loved about us connecting. One of the things that makes me really sad about this thing I have, which has a name, it's called aphantasia. And the thing that makes me really sad about it is I am 48 this year and my father died when I was 18 years old, and I cannot call his face to mind, nor any times that we particularly spent together. I take a lot of photographs in my life and in my work. I take a lot of capture, I archive things. It's important to me to write things down, to photograph and video things. And I didn't know why until I discovered about my aphantasia and I realized that my father now exists for me in photographs and letters and things that are written data, captured data, because I cannot access the data in my head. And I feel that I have lost him more than might be true for other people, because I have this inability to close my eyes and remember him. I can feel him. I can feel how it felt to have him in my life. I can feel us together, but I cannot see him, except in my dreams. I dream very vividly, rarely, but very vividly, in full colour like a movie. And I used to think that when I dreamt of him, it was a magical gift. But now I know, it's just normal.
For further information on Jennifer, go to acompletelossforwords.com or Twitter @Toxfig.
Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Lush, and our ever-growing archive contains interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.